corner. And the one gentleman was willing to donate the necessary right-of-way on it also. We would take that one in, so.
What road's the blue line?
Do I?
That's Box Elder. What road is the purple? That's Hedge Path? Or is Hedge Path the one that runs?
It's the one with the blue line there.
No, that's Box Elder.
That's Box Elder. Hedge Path is the one at the top running east-west. From that corner out to Smith Road, Curtis.
And what's the purple line?
That one is currently a county-maintained road.
That is Hillside.
Hillside, yes.
Okay, and that just goes up so far?
Right.
When the county go, what would the county do? What does the county do to Hillside? What type of maintenance?
We do mowing, and it's got a chip seal surface on it, a paved surface.
Thank you.
We acquired a turnaround there, right there where it ends. And then the one below there called Lakeview, that one's never been petitioned yet. That's still just a public road. Now, the sewer went up through there. They have a sewer line around that road, and they paved that when they done the sewer in Ozark Beach. So
okay, you can put that in
the good shape. The sewer line comes down Hedge Path, turns down Box Elder, and then goes down the draw and connects into them other houses. So it didn't run the entire length of Box Elder.
Oh, I see that.
So now what are you wanting to do? You want to take in Hedge Path and?
I want to take in the entire length of Box Elder and then that short portion of Hedge Path between Curtis and Box Elder. Contingent on the residents donating the necessary right-of-way and paying for the survey.
My understanding is Hedge Path doesn't service anybody.
Hedge Path services the homes below, and the current resident, his address is currently off Box Elder, but the way he gets to it, he has to come down Hedge Path, turn down Box Elder, and then to his. If you turn on your parcels, Kathy, you'll see the second lot. He was also one of the gentlemen that come into the office.
For the county to maintain, which is easier to stop, make a turnaround and come back, or to go that short distance and go through?
It'd be easier on a through road. The first hill coming up Box Elder is gravel currently and fairly steep, and that's the reason they want to petition it. They have a hard time getting up and down it with a car. It gives us an access from either way for snow removal.
Is this the road that there's like a bunch of rocks right in the middle of the road and barriers? And I'm trying to remember what the video looked like.
She's got a wood pile and what we've seen in there and some other stuff stacked and right there by the last mobile home.
And how steep is it?
If I have that on here.
It'd be the same grade as your next one right to it.
Well, it's the hill on Smith, it'd be about the same grade. Did we have the report? It should have a percentage of grade there.
20%?
Yeah.
And what are we willing to do? I forget. What's within our standards?
Our standards call for 16. We've taken in road steeper now.
How long has it been since we've taken in road steeper than that?
We have in the last couple of years.
Hillside next to it, do you know when that was taken in?
The
I'm not trying to put you
Hillside?
Uh-huh. The one right next to
it. Probably 07, okay. Sometime in there. Now, Hillside's not quite as steep going in. Smith Road going up from that intersection of Box Elder going on up to the north, it's about 22-23%. It gets fairly steep. It's just that little section of hill there. So.
These roads ever been petitioned before?
Fox ever has.
Why was it denied, did it say?
No, I'm sorry. It
hasn't been.
I'd like to make the motion that we take in Box Elder and come through Edgepath, where it joins on to Curtis.
Is there going to be, there's going to have to be a lot of, it's not a regular road through there. You're going to have to do a lot of clearing of land. And
we're going to have to do some grading and ditch work, but a lot of the roads we take in, we're going to have to do improvements. That's the reason they petition a lot of them, because they're unable to do that or
but typically
to
roads
do
we
that
take
type
in,
of work. But
typically roads we take in are at least thoroughfares that are able to be driven on. That's not even able to be driven on. Am I wrong?
Up to the mobile home it is, but from there on right now, without machine work,
that's what I mean. That's not even
that
drivable.
Section. Yeah.
And typically roads we take in are drivable. Am I wrong?
Mostly, yes.
Randy, are you recommending we take this road in? Or?
The only reason I'm recommending going from both ways, it leaves us some access from either direction on it, and also an alternate route if Smith Road, we have to work on it or becomes impassable for whatever reason. It does have a very steep hill. We've dealt and maintained it for years. You have to go downhill to snowplow it. So you got to go circle around Y Highway to come in. Box Elder may be the same issue if we go to snow removal, which we have several of those roads that way.
I don't think he answered your question.
My first choice would take the entire road and portion a hedge path. If humans are unwilling to do that, I'd at least like to recommend taking Box Elder up to the last mobile home and have the people provide a turnaround. At least we'll give them access on the part that's drivable.
Our current motion is to...
My motion was to take in Box Elder to come around Hedgepath to join on to Curtis and Smith there at the corner.
I'll second the motion. Any further discussion?
I think it's not typical of anything we've done in recent years. You're going to do a lot of clearing and a lot of fixing to put a road through there for two people, one person.
Randy, how long will it take you to do that?
It would be probably 2-3 days machine work in finishing that last section, but the entire road will need improvements like most of them that we take in. It'll have to be phased in and done at a later date in the year. We'll grade the road up so far right now, make it easier for them to get in, but all the other improvements will have to be later on this fall. They'll have to give the necessary right-of-way and everything, so the motion needs to be a contingent on the necessary right-of-way and paperwork given. So,
is there not another house on down? I was down there this morning driving, and I saw to see the damage that happened over the last storm, where the sewer had put the lining through hedge path there. The culvert is actually showing it there, but it looked, there's another house down there, because I was wondering how they got out.
There's a house on hedge path on the portion we're not taking in. Then there's also a house just south of him on the second lot there. Mm-hmm. And he has to access hedge path, part of Box Elder, to get to his home.
Yeah, we're not taking that in, but there is a house there that would come down below hedge path. The one corner, the next over, there's a house that sits there. Because I wondered, I thought, how in the world do they get out and everything? But there is a house there. They isn't the only way that I could see they could come out would be through hedge path.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's two residents that access hedge path. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hedge path is an existing travelable road.
Correct.
Right? And it's pretty flat and level, right?
It goes down grade, but it flattens out right there. It doesn't have a steep grade. And then where it turns onto Box Elder, it goes downhill to the second lot there. And then it starts climbing up to the top where the trailer house on that last next lot there. And that's where the road is blocked. This is currently the last mobile home, and the road is travelable to here, and that's where it's blocked right in here. So it's across that short distance there. The sewer come down here, and then it turned and went down, connecting these lots. That's how they connected the sewer.
Somehow, the only problem I have, the place where I have a problem is the going all the way through. So.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
That was all the ones that we had tabled. We had one that I had listed approved. And I had it surveyed because there was either the road or the fence was in question. I did have it surveyed. I'll show you a copy of it. That one's called Oak Brook Estates Lane. We did approve taking it in, but I wanted to survey to find out which was correct or incorrect. The fence, where it's at, is currently correct. So when they built the road, they built it to one side of the right-of-way. And the only portion it affects would be drainage where that fence is in the ditch line. So any improvements to the road or repairs, the road will have to shift right in that area right there, just where she's got a cursor. That's where it really affects. Other than that, it pretty much goes back about middle of the right-of-way, but where they built that section of road, it really crowds. But the property line is correct, so we know whoever built the road originally shifted it to one side.
How long of a distance is it if we go maintain?